Hi, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I'm so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, I wanted to talk about some things I have learned this trip around the sun. Today is my birthday, and as usual, I do a birthday episode. This is my third birthday as the host of Release, which is crazy. Time really does fly. This year has been different in many ways. Usually I celebrate with my friends. Either it's like some sort of get together, a dinner or something. But this year I started out the month feeling very not up to it. For the past few months I've been going through a dark night of the soul, a tower moment, really painful stuff. But it feels as though the divine has been just fixing my life, putting things together, and for things to come together, they have to fall apart, and things have been falling apart around me. And because things have been falling apart in such a drastic way, at such a rapid speed, I have no choice but to surrender and let the divine take hold. And I like to be the one in charge. I am an Aries. I like to be the one that is aware of what's happening. What are the next moves? How do we get to this place? How do we get? And the divine has been saying, my love, we are redirecting you. We are putting you back on the path, because honestly, I did not realize how much my trauma was really taking such a large hold on me. And although I was validating and giving it space, I thought I was giving it space, it was infiltrating me in ways that I didn't even realize. And they say that trauma changes the brain. It's like when you're in it, you don't realize you're in it. But when you step out, you realize how close you have come to death, metaphorically and physically. You realize how close you were to your end over and over, and the ways in which the divine steps in for you. And this month has been rough. My birthday is the last day of the month, which is always such an interesting thing for me, because I start the month out being like, oh my god, my birthday is in 30 days. And as the days grow closer, my feelings kind of warp all over the place. And up until 2 days ago, I was not even a little bit excited. I was feeling gratitude because so much could have happened. And I am blessed to be here. Every second that I'm alive, I'm blessed to be here. But my mom was telling me the story. She's told me the story before, but on the day that I was born, my dad, like, she was in the back with the car seat, and my dad kept looking back. He kept looking in the mirror and looking back at me. And that moment really it really stood out to me because he was so excited to finally be a parent. I'm sure that my mom felt that same excitement, and every year I still feel their excitement. I still feel how proud they are to have me as a daughter. And sometimes when you are so stuck in your pain, you forget that there are people who really love you and care about you and support you. And it doesn't matter how much they yell it at you if you are behind a glass wall. It's like you are hearing it, but it's just not, it's not connecting. And I think that glass wall of mine has been shattered by the divine, and I'm so grateful. I am stepping back into my heart in ways that I had really forgotten existed. And yes, sobriety is a part of it, but it's more than that. It's more about allowing myself to be. And although whatever I've gone through, whatever I have experienced, whatever I have been processing, it definitely does not define me. And whatever you are going through, whatever pain you are experiencing, whatever has been weighing you down does not define you. It does not define you. And I've realized that when you go into the spiritual community, quote unquote, when you step into the self-help, self-healing, hear all the books, hear all the videos, etc., etc., community, it is very helpful. It is very helpful, but at the same time, it can also make your pain so magnified that it's like you're lost in it. You're just swimming. It's like an ocean, and all you're doing is swimming in it, and you don't even have enough space in yourself to just exist. It's like your pain is at the focal point. It's always just right in front of you. Of course, I talk about healing a lot, and I talk about the things that some ways in which we can begin our healing process. I talk about the healing journey, all of these things. But what is also important is that you are not a broken thing that needs to be fixed. You're a human being having an experience, and some of those experiences are very painful. And we want to learn from those experiences. But school is not open 7 days a week. You are given time to rest. Even if you work 7 days a week, you do not work from 12 a.m. back to 12 a.m. And if you do, that is a problem. You need to be resting. I'm serious. You need to be resting. Rest is very important. And if you don't rest, your body will force you into rest. For me, I felt like because I was on the bandwagon of I want to heal, I want to heal, I want to heal, and constantly, it's like literal emotional bypassing, because it's like, okay, I have the terminology, I'm reading the books, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but you're just doing them. And nothing is really clicking because you're so exhausted. And I was so exhausted. My body was in past burnout. It's like all I could do was just lay in bed, or I could just watch things that, shows, movies, whatever, that I'd already watched, because I didn't have the capacity to even take in something new. Like, I am just now getting back to a point where I'm reminding myself that healing is in the living, in the existence, and the process happens every single day. The process happens when you have a negative thought and you say to yourself, I don't believe that. That is not true. The reprogramming of the mind. There's so much healing that we do and can do within our days that don't involve getting intake from somebody else. And sometimes I think that is also when validation is great. Validation is amazing. And having somebody say, I see you, I hear you, I love you, is amazing for our journeys. But you also have to validate yourself. You are the only person who knows what you're going through inside and out. And there is no one that can give you a magic wand to fix your pain except you. People can give you options, but what works for Sally isn't going to work for John. What worked for the person that is making the YouTube series may not work for you, and that's okay. That does not mean you're broken. It just means that maybe the method that you need doesn't exist yet. Or maybe it's a combination of multiple things that already exist. The point is that you are the only one that has the formula to fix, not fix. You are the only one that has the formula to navigate whatever you're going through. And it's very interesting because I realized that my birthday is on Easter Sunday. At the beginning of the month, I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, my birthday is on Easter Sunday. And my birthday has fallen on Easter before. But this year felt really different. I kept feeling the resurrection. And I was like, damn. People are celebrating the resurrection, and I am celebrating, I mean, the resurrection of Jesus, if you are a Christian. But for me, it was celebrating my own resurrection. And it feels like such a sacred, very sacred day to be celebrating my birthday. And I got dressed, I took some pictures, of course I saw my parents, but I didn't feel sad that I wasn't celebrating. I felt content because the fact that I am alive is a celebration in itself. And I want to hold on to this feeling really, really tightly, because I want every single day to be a celebration. We do not have to wait for things to get bad for us to remember gratitude, or for us to find ourselves regrounded. We can practice gratitude and practice grounding in the small ways. And as I am learning, I am teacher, I am student, I am the all encapsulated into one. And it is a lot when you see your divinity, but you also see how much you have shrunk in yourself to fit into a space that doesn't fit you and doesn't suit you, and trying to appease people that aren't even supposed to be in your life anyway. And the pain that comes with that is so great, and it is so painful. And I am just trying to unravel all that I am being taught, because it's a lot. It is a lot, and the tears do come and the pain does come, but I trust that this is taking me to my highest good. So as I do each year, I have written a list of some things that I have learned this year that I want to share. So number one says, just because it looks slow doesn't mean it's not happening. Divine timing is not on the clock of humans. Divine timing does not. Wait for you, but it also cannot be sped up because you're getting impatient. Slow, nothing is happening slow or too quickly. Everything is happening at the right pace. And that is something that can be very hard to be grateful for, because you want it, you want it, you want it now. But if you got it now, would you be ready? If you got it now, would you actually be able to handle it? Would you actually be able to be grateful for it? Would you actually be able to hold it long term? The divine knows better than we know. God knows better than you know. It is not your place to say, I want my blessing now, so give it to me now. You know, you ask and the universe will give it to you, but on the condition that you are ready for it. It is a very thin line to walk on, and like I said, sometimes the having the access to all the things and all the methods can really mess with our little human brains, because once we learn about something, we think we know it and we think we've mastered it. And because we think we are masters, we don't take the time to really investigate what's going on and to really look into it and to really recognize the story that is being spun in front of us. So it is important to just, yes, ask, but also remember that it will come at the right time. And the right time is not on your clock. The right time is when the divine sees that you are ready for it. So you decide when the right time is, but it's not what you say. It is what is genuinely radiating from within you. Number two says, you cannot give all of yourself to anyone. You would have nothing left for yourself. That is not love. You can't be there for everybody all the time, constantly, and just be giving, 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 and never take some time to be there for yourself. As soon as somebody messages you, you are running to the phone, even if you're in the middle of a breakdown. Yes, you want to be there for your friend, or the person that is reaching out for you 1,000%. But taking that 2 extra minutes, that 5 extra minutes to just be with yourself, if that is what you need, and then you can show up for them in an even better way, is what they need from you. They don't need your half-ass shit. If somebody's coming to you, they're coming to you because they trust that you will wholeheartedly be there for them. And you have to first learn how to be there for yourself wholeheartedly, or you will be giving them half-assed love. And they don't deserve that. And it is so important for us to recognize that that 5 minutes that you take for yourself may not even make a difference to that person. They may send you that message, and that 5 minutes later, they're like, okay, let's continue our conversation, right? But for you, that 5 minutes meant that you are able to really be there for them and to really support them and to be able to really show up for them and to really give them the advice that they need from you. And they need you to show up as the you that they are calling out for. So it is important to give yourself space and to give yourself rest and to not apologize for it. It's very important that you do not apologize for needing space. If you say, okay, social media is getting overwhelming now, I need a week away. If somebody messages you, like they text you and they say, hey, I've been messaging you, what's happening? You can say, I'm on social media for an amount of time, whenever I feel ready to get back on it. Cool. If you want to message me here. There's no need to say, sorry, I'm off Instagram because my meds. No, it's, I feel like I need space from Instagram, or I haven't been online. Simply, it is just important for us to be able to show up in the most full of love, full of space, full of patience for the people that are calling out for us. You also have the right to protect your energy. If someone isn't showing up as someone who is giving you that reciprocal energy, if you cannot call on, if someone is calling on you in a time of crisis and you show up for them, but if the shoe was on the other foot, you couldn't call them up and say, hey, I'm feeling this way, then maybe it's time to do a little bit of reevaluation to see if that person is even worth your energy in the first place. Of course, it's different if they're going through something mentally and they can't show up for you fully, but I just mean in terms of someone who never is able to show up for you at all. Some readjustment is definitely needed in that friendship and that communication because your energy is very sacred. Number 3, validate yourself first. Hype yourself up the most. Be your loudest cheerleader. You have to be the one in the VIP section of your own things. You gotta be the one to hype up your art. You gotta be the one to do all the things. You gotta be the one and risk being cringy. I am so sorry. You gotta risk it. You gotta risk it because the reality of it is that you're proud of what you've made. I hope that you are proud of what you've made, which means that you are gonna wanna post about it and share about it so more people can see it. You gotta promote the hell out of yourself. And it's not only about art, it's also on your healing journey. Validate yourself, celebrate your smallest wins, because every single win is a win. You can call it big, small, medium, whatever size you categorize it as, it is still a win. And you're still doing an amazing job. And you deserve to celebrate that and to celebrate yourself, because every single step is to be celebrated. Every single step in the right direction is to be celebrated. And you are to be celebrated. Number four, trust your gut. Trust your first instinct. Every time I've second-guessed myself, I've ended up in shit. Every single time I have ignored my intuition and gone against my deepest knowing and done something that goes against what I felt first, it lands me in something. And it is a practice, because sometimes we get into the habit of looking out to other people for that validation. And if your gut says no, but then another person says yes, 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 you might run with that yes, yes, yes. Convince yourself that it's yes, 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 but you will never feel settled and satisfied with that yes, because in your heart of hearts, you know that it's a no. And you have the right to honor your sacred no, your sacred yes. And life is not a maybe game. Staying in spaces where you felt maybe, your energy is not wishy-washy. Either love it or you hate it. Because if you love it and you're all for it and you give your energy to it, then you're a part of it. But if it's a no, or it's wishy-washy, then your energy should be cut off from it immediately. Because I hate to say it, my mom always says that birds of a feather flock together. And they do. And if you're around somebody and you're like, I don't really like how this person does things, and I don't really like this, and this is a red flag, and this is a red flag, but you're still constantly giving them your energy and access to you, my love, before you know it, you are going to become like them. Even in the smallest ways, they are going to rub off on you. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but I trust that you trust yourself, and we are learning to trust ourselves. So I trust that you are open to trusting your gut more often, because it will 100% of the time, I was going to say 99%, 100% of the time, following your gut instinct will lead you in the right direction. Because once you start to overthink, once you start to try to bring logic into it, that's when things begin to fall apart. Number five, your identity isn't stagnant. Evolution is a part of existence. I think that sometimes as humans, we get attached to not only other people, but we get attached to a version of ourselves. And when you, okay, so I've always had an issue with writing bios on social media because I never know what to say. I always feel like a quote is kind of corny, depending on the quote, but a quote can be a little bit corny. And just listing things, there isn't enough space, there aren't enough characters to list what I am. And I feel like if I want to promote things that I'm creating, I feel like I have to put it in my bio. And I see a lot of people on social media, they'll be like, I am a healer, a channeler, I am vegan, I'm a tarot reader, and they list off all these things, which, yeah, they're valid. Those things are probably their business, which is why they're putting it out there. But for me, I feel like putting those words up, it attracts people that are probably those things or are attracted to those things, but you can find yourself being in the box that, oh, I have to show up as these things all the time. And especially when it's about spiritual gifts or spiritual content, people forget that you are also a human being, and you are able to show up as a human being because that's what you are. Yes, you are a divine being first, but you're a divine being having a human experience, which means that you are also a human, and you cannot speak spirituality 100% of the time. Yes, it's a spiritual experience, and you may just end up speaking about something, it goes in that direction when you don't intend it to, and there's nothing wrong with that. And of course, you're gonna have conversations with other people that are interested in what you know, or the conversation may go that way. And if it goes that way, great. But every single conversation does not have to be about spirituality. Because again, you are a human being, and you're allowed to be a human being. You are allowed to show up as authentically as possible. I urge you to try to show up as authentically as possible. Show up as the you that makes mistakes, and the you that laughs too loudly, and the you that says the wrong thing at the wrong time. Because you are also still learning, and you're also still growing, and you are not a perfect being. And I think sometimes when you are seen as a certain thing, you think people expect you to be something, but in reality, you are the one that is expecting yourself to show up as differently because you've taken on this identity, which you are still you in all of your phases. You may decide that, like with me, I cut off my locks. I used to be a locked girly, which I loved and I want to go back to at some point. But I no longer have locks, and I am no longer a part of the lock community. And that's cool because, yes, hair is very important and my locks are very important to me. But I also have this new phase of my identity now, which means that I can figure out other things that I like about my hair and other ways that I like to wear my hair. Now that I have loose hair, I can do cool new things like today. I have little sort of finger waves. It's my first time doing it, so they're not perfect. But I did this. And again, like I said, they're not perfect, but I like it because it's something new and it's something I've always wanted to do. And now I can do it. And now I can try lots of new things with my hair. And I'm very excited because it feels like my creative juices are just flowing again in many different ways. So I'm so excited. Number six, pretending everything is okay isn't going to make the pain go away. Ignoring it is dangerous. If you have a cut and you just pretend that, okay, let's say you have a cut and the cut has gotten infected and you just pretend it's not infected and you just go about your day. The infection probably isn't going to go away. You probably are going to need to clean it and attend to it and, you know, clean out the wound and whatever the case may be. You're going to have to probably pay more attention to it in order for it to be healed. And when we pretend that things are okay and they are not, we end up falling into the same traps because we are pretending we've learned the lesson. We are pretending it hasn't happened, but we haven't learned the lesson and it has happened. So we are just pushing ourselves deeper into a trap that we could have been trying to crawl out of. We could have been trying to heal this thing really and truly, but we are hiding behind a mask that does not benefit anyone in the situation. It will probably benefit the people who you will inevitably fall victim to, and they will do the same thing to you, probably in a different way, in a different circumstance, because you aren't able to really fully recognize it because you've just pushed it away. So validate your experiences, and it's never, oh, it's not that deep. It is deep and it is painful and it sucks, and you need to validate that, and you need to take the time to give yourself space to heal from the things that you are experiencing. And number seven, stop punishing yourself. This one is important. When you keep putting yourself back in the situation and you keep saying, I have to pay for it, I have to pay for it, and the guilt and the shame, you're making yourself suffer. You're allowing yourself to suffer, and that is not necessary for anybody, because again, when you put yourself through suffering, that opens another can of worms that it's gonna really mess with your self-esteem, and again, you're gonna be susceptible to people who will see that as an opportunity to move in on that. When you're suffering, you have less, you're just seeing life from tunnel vision, and you just kind of let anything happen. And when you just let anything happen, a lot of shit can happen. And before you know it, it's just a pile of shit happening. So it is important that we do not punish ourselves, because when you're punishing yourself, okay, when you're punishing yourself and you allow yourself to be punished over and over again, you invite people in that are also punishing themselves, that are also suffering, and they're going to make you suffer too. They're going to punish you too, even if it's not their intention, or they're not consciously doing it, that is what is going to happen. And number 8, never forget gratitude. I'm not going to explain that one. Never forget gratitude for the divine, for yourself, for the people that surround you and love you. Never forget gratitude for the life that you have lived so far. That one may be hard to hear and hard to digest, but we are trusting that the path that we are taking is not by mistake. Number 9, the only one holding you to an impossible standard is you. I talked about this earlier. The only one holding you to an impossible standard is you. You're a human being and you're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to fall. You're allowed to trip. You are still learning. And number 10, stop trying to understand the people that have hurt you. The more you try to understand, the more you will make excuses and provide pity. All you need to know is that this person has hurt you. No need trying to understand why. Why can get you in very, very sticky places. Asking why can get you trying to, or it can cause you to invite people that have harmed you and continue to harm you in your space because, they're just doing this because of this, or this has happened and they don't realize how much they're hurting me. One thing is, they probably do realize how much, or if they don't understand the, if they don't understand or they don't consciously see how they're hurting you, they know that they aren't treating you the way that you deserve. They know that most likely you're probably doing them a favor and they're probably taking your sympathy and your empathy for granted. And I'm not saying that everybody is like this, but what I've realized is that when you try to understand why somebody has done something to you, first of all, sometimes you may get it wrong and they may just let you get it wrong because what you're thinking about probably makes them look a lot better than what the actual reason is. And sometimes it's just easier to accept that they've done me wrong and that's it. Somebody that loves you and cares about you would not do that to you. Somebody who loves you and cares about you and respects you would not do that to you, period. Yeah. This one is a little bit of a longer episode, so I hope you've enjoyed. I'm grateful for all of you watching, listening. I am grateful for the space to share my thoughts. This is the last episode of season 5. This is going to be the 50th episode of release. That is crazy. Thank you so much for listening, even if it's been one episode. If this is your first time seeing me, hi. Are listening to me, hi. And if you've been here since episode 1, thank you for being here. I love you so much. Thank you for witnessing me and allowing me to be a part of your journey, whether it be healing or human, or those things go hand in hand. So just thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. I love you so, 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 so much. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.